Hi, may I come in? You did order my services, did you not? Okay, I just want to make sure I have the right place. Let me put my bag down here. So, we have a few details to go over before we begin. Is that all right? Good. I don't want you at any time to feel uncomfortable about this. I offer my services to people who need them. There's nothing weird or wrong about it at all. Human touch is something that everyone craves and needs. In fact, I've heard that you should get at least 3 hugs a day, just to function on a proper physical plane. And what I do helps fulfill that sort of human need. What's that? No, not all my clients are men. I give my services to anyone who needs them. That's right. You just happen to be male, so here I am. Well, first things first, I have this leaflet for you. Here you'll see everything that's outlined with my services, what to expect. And I do need you to sign this agreement right here. It just says that you will not pursue any sort of sexual contact with me. Yes, I am a professional. Well, think about it like this. You don't expect a masseuse to offer sexual services, right? Well, this is a form of therapy, so it's very much the same. Yes. While there aren't very many of us cuddle therapists, but I assure you, I am good at what I do. I've always had a way of helping people feel comfortable and relaxed. Okay, so have you looked this over enough? Great, so here's a pen. Will you sign right there for me? Just standard procedure. Great, thank you. I'll take this back now. And the bottom copy is yours to keep. Thank you. So, where would you like to have your therapy session? Would you like it on the sofa over there, or did you have somewhere else in mind? The bed? Of course. Let me follow you. Great. So just get comfortable. The body tends to drop in temperature as we get more relaxed. It's something that we do when we're sleeping, just biologically, something that we deal with. That's why they say to sleep in a colder environment. It actually helps you sleep better. If you're too hot, you can't sleep, you can't relax. So make sure you're wearing enough clothing. You think you're good as you are? Perfect. Now get into the bed. And I'll lay down beside you. All right. Would you prefer to be spooned or would you like to spoon me? Okay. No problem. I'm used to being a little spoon. All right. I'm just gonna lay down. Okay. Now, if you fall asleep during this, it's perfectly fine. A lot of people do. Just napping with someone's fine too. That's what you want. But you're welcome to wrap your arms around me. You know, you can touch me a little bit, but you know the bounds of this arrangement, so please be respectful of that. Okay. You weren't really comfortable. No, so it's my job to do nothing but relax you and make you at ease and you feel safe. It's nice just having another person to cuddle up to, isn't it? That's right. Slow your breathing. Feel my weight pressing against you. Breathe. and out and in and out. Good. Now, sorry, I didn't mean to wiggle. Yes, I... No. I do feel that. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. Mm-hmm. It's more common than you think. Well, I mean, I know some people experience ASMR, and I'm one of them. And sometimes I get a little turned on by the voices, so I think it's okay that you're having a natural physical response to that. Just try not to buck into me like that, okay? Okay. Relax. It's okay if your heart just feel the sensation. Feel your body pressed against mine. Feel my thumb rubbing your arm gently up and down. That's right, breathe. Relax. Relax with me. You are totally safe here. Feel how good it feels to be pressed up against someone else. The warmth of another body against yours. That's what this is all about. Just being with someone in the moment. What's that? You're still embarrassed? It's okay. Believe me, I've had plenty of guys get an erection from the same thing. One even took my hand and put it on him before. Did I like it? Shh, no. We're not gonna talk about that, okay? I shouldn't have said anything. Want to talk about it? Listen, I'm a professional. I do find you attractive, but I'm not allowed to have any sort of even remote sexual contact with my clients. What? Well, I mean, I've seen you around before, but I didn't know you were lonely. Sure, I mean, I've seen you. You followed me around, what do you mean? Oh, no, that's not too weird, as long as you're not a stalker. I see you just asked around about me. And you figured out what I did for a living? Do you even need cuddle therapy? Listen, this is getting a little weird. I know our time's not up yet. Maybe we can just talk? You still want to cuddle? Okay, it's just a little strange because you're spooning me. It's easier to say all of this when I can't see your face. I get it. So, yes, I've seen you around too. I did. We have a mutual friend, right? Okay, well, I saw you at that holiday party last year. Yes, I asked about you too. No, I didn't think you'd seek me out. You know this is the wrong way to go about doing this, don't you? Yes, when you ask for my services and sign that contract, I can't have any sort of physical contact with you. Not beyond what we're already doing. I'm flattered. Yes, I find you attractive. And I feel you pressing against me again. No, I'm normally not allowed to enjoy this. I just try not to let it register. You know, put it into a different box, compartmentalize. Listen, if you really want my services, you shouldn't be pressing into me like that. You want me to take my hand and feel you, but I can't. I can't. What are you? Oh God, you're kissing my neck. Listen to me. I can't do this. What are you doing? You're taking my hand and you want me to. Oh God, you just. Yeah, you did that, didn't you? You just put my hand on your pants. Do you want me to. Listen, I'm gonna have to tear up that contract if you don't stop what you're doing. Fine. I know, but. I could have used this time for other clients, you know, this is how I make my living. You don't care. Well, that's not very nice of you, is it? God, I can't stop myself. I'm just gonna touch you, okay? Slowly stroke you up and down. Oh, like this. No, I didn't get this good from cuddle therapy. I just like touching dicks, okay? I do. I like giving hand jobs. Well, come on, I'm a woman outside of this. I'm pretty comfortable with my sexuality. That's right. Does that feel good? No. You know what? I don't even need to get off. I just want to make you feel good. That's what I came here to do anyway, right? I'm just doing it in a different way. So, I'm going to touch you until you climax, okay? Feel my hand. I'm gonna stroke you faster. Push my ass up against you. You feel me? What kind of naughty things are you thinking in that mind of yours? Did you want to do this when you found out that's what I did for a living? Did you plan this the whole time? You filthy, filthy man. You know I was attracted to you, didn't you? I've seen you checking me out. God, I like your cock. I like your cock and I want you to come for me. I want you to come for me. This is all about you right now. Okay. Okay, I want you to come, okay? I'm gonna go faster. I'm gonna stroke you faster. Oh, I feel my ass against you, okay? Feel me moving back and forth. Oh god, what are you... Okay, that's fine. Sure, you can cut my breasts with your hand. You like them? Thank you. I don't mind them myself. Okay. Yeah, I can tell you're close. Your breathing's quickening. Okay, I'm ready. I want you to come for me. Okay, come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Yes, come for me. Oh. Yes. Oh. Why am I out of breath? Well, you know, my hand got a job there, too. I got a little workout myself. Sure, I think you built up my forearm strength. And you left something on my hands. What am I going to do with this? I don't want to make a mess of your sheets, so I'll just... Do you want to go grab something to eat? Well, I've kind of worked up a bit of hunger myself. Maybe we can get to know one another better over a meal. Sure. I'd like that too.